You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Cinema Chat. It is our weekly get-together with the executive director of the Michigan Theater Foundation, Russ Collins, to talk all things movies. And it's good to be with you again, Russ.
Great to be with you. And award season essentially officially begins this Sunday with the Golden Globes. So it's been a very unusual year. The Golden Globes were pushed back a month, but they're here, and awards will be given out.
And do you have some favorites that you think are going to walk away with trophies?
Well, so I usually rely on the press experts and the odds makers to craft my decision about who I think will win. And I have my own thoughts about who should win many times, but they line up quite close, quite frequently. So the Golden Globes gives out three Best Picture awards, one for drama, one for musical or comedy, one for animated film, and one for foreign language film. And the best film expectation for this Sunday's Golden Globe is Mank. This is the film about Herman Mankiewicz, who was the writer of Citizen Kane, worked with Orson Welles. However, don't be surprised if Nomadland or The Trial of the Chicago 7 also are in the running and could possibly edge out Mank. But the Hollywood Foreign Press Corps likes to pick movies about Hollywood, and Mank is a movie right. about Hollywood. So there you go. In terms of Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy, it quite possibly could be Hamilton. Now, Hamilton really wasn't a movie. It was a really excellent, excellent capture of the Broadway production of Hamilton, and it was terrific to watch. It is just outstanding. They seem pretty clear, the pundits seem pretty clear that it will win. It certainly has won 11 Tony Awards and Grammy Awards, so why not a Golden Globe as well? It will not be in the running for an Oscar, however. There's no musical comedy or comedy award for the Oscars. In terms of animated film, they tend to pick Disney Pixar films, and there's a really excellent one that's out on the internet right now, Soul, and so we can look forward to that. That really is an outstanding film. But they also tend to pick sometimes international and sometimes really highly acclaimed animated films that may not be the most popular ones. So look for Wolf Walker, which is this Irish animated film, to possibly edge out Soul for a Best Animated Picture. Now, the Best Foreign Language Film, the Hollywood Foreign Press Corps, who gives out the Golden Globes, really needs to revise what they do. So it's expected that Minari, which is currently playing at the State Theater, will win the Best Picture, and it deserves to win the Best Picture. But just remember that The Farewell, which was a great film, Parasite and Roma were not allowed to compete for Best Picture because they had more than 50% foreign language content or non-English content, which is a really unfortunate kind of restriction, because Minari quite possibly should have been nominated for Best Motion Picture Drama. So we hope that it wins Best Foreign Language Film, and the Oscars have completely changed the way that they do films that are not produced in the United States. So we'll see how that goes. But Minari was essentially an American production, and it won't win the Academy Award for Best Foreign Picture, but it might win the Best Foreign Language Film for the Golden Globes. Now, there's a whole bunch of other awards for actors and actresses and TV shows and everything, so we'll just run through those pretty quickly. The odds-on favorite to win Best Actress in a Drama is Carey Mulligan for Promising Young Woman, a film that got a lot of buzz just a couple months ago. Best Actor in a Motion Picture Drama, Chadwick Boseman. This is almost a guaranteed lock. The late Chadwick Boseman tragically lost his life to cancer. It's for his performance in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, which is a very engaging film, in my opinion. Best actress in a motion picture, musical, or comedy, Maria Bakalova for Borat's subsequent movie film. And she's kind of a lock for that as well, and may even take the Oscar for supporting actress.
And you heard that Sacha Baron Cohen said that will be the last Borat movie. It's just become too dangerous.
Yeah, and he wasn't really excited about doing this one, but boy, he put his full self in it. And it's possible, in terms of best actor for musical or comedy, that Sacha Baron Cohen may win that award as well. He's also nominated for best supporting actress for the Chicago 7. But we'll see. Lin-Manuel Miranda for Hamilton may elbow out Sacha Baron Cohen. He certainly is a spectacular performer, and he also wrote Hamilton, so kind of a win.
Which was one of the most unlikely of success stories.
Absolutely. Well, it's an amazing success story, and very, 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 very engaging. And so the best actress in a supporting role for any motion picture, Amanda Seyfried for Mank. She did a wonderful job. She could be elbowed out as well, but it seems pretty clear. And then for best actor in a supporting role in any motion picture, Daniel Kaluuya for Judas and the Black Messiah. And that's kind of a lock, too. His performance is spectacular as a Fred Hampton, I'm sorry.
Yeah, of the Black Panther Party.
For his role as the leader of the Black Panther Party. And we've got Judas and the Black Messiah opening next week at the State Theaters, or at the Michigan Theater. So you can go check out that film next week on Saturday. Best director is Chloe Zhao for Nomadland. Nomadland is one of the favorites for the Oscar this year, and her work, she's come from an indie film kind of ethos, and Nomadland fits right into that, but she's a really hot director in commercial film as well.
Now, so, if she were to win, she would become only the second woman to ever win the Globe for Best Director, the other being Barbara Streisand. That just seems ridiculous to me that women have been that shut out.
Oh, yeah. It's the Hollywood dynamic. There's a lot of work to mitigate the very racist and sexist dynamics that go on in Hollywood and movie making. And Chloe Zhao certainly deserves the best director award for the Golden Globes. And I think she's a really strong favorite.
I will also say, along those same
lines
of describing Hollywood, it turns out that the Hollywood Foreign Press has absolutely zero African-American or black members in voting on all of these movies, and that has played into a lot of worthy films and actors and actresses failing to win awards.
Absolutely. No, it's a very odd bunch, the Hollywood Foreign Press Corps. And
yeah, I know some folks are going to boycott the awards this year because of that revelation.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, it's Hollywood Foreign Press, so they're theoretically, there aren't any Americans on the Hollywood Foreign Press Corps, but it is a very odd group. It has always been a very odd group. They've worked to kind of get themselves together in a better way in recent years, but they have so far to go that they have many years of work to, in previous years, it's less so these days. It almost was, if you paid enough money, you got an award. It's not like that, and it has been like that for a few years. But Hollywood, the Golden Globes are a big deal in terms of hype, but
yes,
they are a problematic kind of an award in many ways. Well, the last award that we'll talk about here for movies is screenplay, and Aaron Sorkin is the odds-on favorite to win that.
I love his writing.
He's a brilliant writer, but Promising Young Woman by Emerald Fennell may edge out Aaron Sorkin for the Trial of the Chicago 7.
Golden Globes does TV too, right?
Yes, absolutely. They also give out TV awards, and so Best Television Series, The Crown, Best Television Series Musical or Comedy, Schitt's Creek.
That's a great show.
I love that. The Best Limited Series, The Queen's Gambit, which also was a really
So those
really
are the favorites.
Piece. Yep. If you haven't seen Minari or Nomadland, they're still playing at the Michigan Theater. Blythe Spirits got one more screening this Saturday. Go check that out. It stars Dame Judi Dench and an all-star British cast. And then again, next week we're opening Judas and the Black Messiah, which we're very, very excited about. And we have One Night in Miami playing this Saturday as well. So really great lineup of films.
Well, I hope you'll get out and see the movies as we continue to slowly and gradually reopen our community. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it each Thursday, only on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
From Hollywood.